نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد سورة المنافقون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون اتخذوا ايمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله انهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون ذلك بانهم امنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون صدق الله العظيم. Now as I told you last night, the subject of nifaq and the characteristics of munafiqeen, their behavior, their attitude, this is a subject which has been discussed in very long details in Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Muhammad, also Surah Al-Imran. But you know, here in 11 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a summary, essence of all that discussion. But first of all, you must understand, there is a very big misunderstanding about munafiqeen or nifaq. People usually think that munafiqeen are those who know that they are munafiq. They are intentionally munafiq. This is wrong. There could be and there can be, and there were, there are examples in Quran, intentional munafiqeen also, who entered the fold of Islam only as spies or for some subversion. They knew, they never accepted Islam. So we have the example in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 72. وَقَالَ طَائِفَةُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَجْهَ النَّهَارِ وَكْفَرُوا آخِرَهُ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Some news, you know, they hatched this conspiracy that some of us should declare that we accept Islam in the morning. Then stay with the Prophet for the whole day. Then in the evening you declare, we have seen from very close quarters, there is nothing. So we are going back. We are going back from this Islam into our former religion. So maybe that some of the Muslims also then start thinking, okay, they were big people, very important people, and they came, and they were very sincere, and how close they remained the whole day with the Prophet ﷺ, they must have seen something on which, you know, they have decided to go back. So that was one of their plots. So for them, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, we have the wordings, وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ. They entered Islam with kufr, and they went out with kufr. Not a single moment came on them when they were real Muslims or real Mu'mins. Not a single moment. But this is a special case. Maybe even today, some Christians, some Jews, some Hindus may say that they have become Muslims and they come to some Muslim country for spying or for some subversive activity, some terrorist activity. That's possible. So they will be intentional munafiqs. But mostly the misdeeds which has been discussed in the Quran is of the unintentional munafiqeen who accepted Islam. And they thought that this is good. It appealed to their minds and hearts. But when there was a call for sacrifice, now spend for the cause of Allah, or now go to the war for the cause of Allah, now they had a second thought. First of all, they tried to make lame excuses. No, I don't have that much, I can't spare anything. My wife is sick, I can't go for the battle, etc., etc. This is the beginning of a disease. Then when they saw that people laugh when we make excuses, then they started, oh my God, what I am saying is correct. You must believe me. Actually, I have this, you know, ulcer. I can't go. And the third stage is when they become enemies of Allah. Because now these Muslims, you know, because they were responding positively to every call of the Prophet. Whatever he said, they were saying, Labbaik, we are present. So now, this attitude of the Muslims became unbearable for them. So enmity started for the Muslims, and especially for the leader of the Muslims, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is because of him that we are put to these tests every day. So this is the gradual evolution of that disease. What is the real cause? Love of this world. Love of wealth. They give up. They want that we should be Muslims and we should be having the salvation in the hereafter, but to sacrifice that is a different issue. This we had in Surah Al-Hajj. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ صَبَرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. And again we had in Surah Al-Ankabut. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. So this is the disease, and that is the real cause. And then this disease progresses, and it takes the form of enmity of the Muslims. And then, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in the second section of this surah, which is very small, three ayat, the treatment. What is the remedy of this disease? إِذَا جَاكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the hypocrites come to you, قَالُوا and they say, نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. We testify, we bear testimony to the fact that you are the Messenger of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ. Allah knows it very well that you are His Messenger. Who knows it better than Allah, that you are His Messenger? But وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah testifies that these munafiqs, these hypocrites, they are telling a lie. They are telling a truth. Whatever they are saying is a truth. But they are liars. Because they actually don't believe. The belief of His messengerhood has gone away from their hearts. It did come to them. But then, when they started going back, stepping back, step by step, that belief had gone. Just as we had in Surah Al-Hadid, Bala, yes, you were with us in the world. وَلَاكِنَّكُمْ فَتَلْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ وَرْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيَ وَالتَّعْجَىٰ عَبْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ غَرُورِ فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَا وَاكُمُ النَّارِ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. So gradually one comes to that level. اتَّخَذُوا أَمَانَهُمْ جُنَّةً فَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They have taken their oaths as shields. By God, I'm not feeling well, I can't go with you. By God, my wife is on the deathbed. How can I accompany you? So they have taken these oaths to be shields. فَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So they remain exempted from the jihad fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ here means what? The way of Allah. The jihad in the way of Allah. Now this is actually the sequence of these surahs. Surah Saf, jihad is sanction. And if you shun jihad, if you want to escape, then it is nifaq. So that is the sequence. Logical. Rational. اتَّخَذُوا أَمَانَهُمْ جُنَّةً فَصَبْرُوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ سَاءَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Surely, evil is that what they have been doing. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ. Now this is the point which I have clarified already. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. They did come to believe. They entered Islam, not dishonestly, not to deceive. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. But then they disbelieved. They went back, but not openly. Remained within the pale of Islam, legal Islam. But from Iman, they have gone out. They had Iman, but due to this weakness in their characters, they don't want to sacrifice. Therefore, they stepped back and back and back. So that they are out of the fold of Iman, but not of Islam. They remain Muslim. Because munafiq, hypocrites, they are Muslims, legal Muslims. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. Then they disbelieved. فَطُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And then the seal was put on their hearts. فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. And now they don't have any understanding. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَادُهُمْ. And O Prophet, when you see them, their bodies please you. وَيَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. And when they say something, you listen attentively to them. كَانَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ. They are like propped up beams of timber. They have nothing in them. يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. They think that every shout is against them. هُمُ الْعَدُوُّ. They are the real enemies. These kuffar of Makkah, they are open enemies. These are hidden enemies. They have to come from 300 miles to attack. And they are there in Medina. Living side by side you, with you. هُمُ الْعَدُوُّ. فَحْزَرْهُمْ. So, beware of them. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. May Allah destroy them. أَنَّا يُفَكُونَ. From where they are being deviated. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And when it is said to them, come on, come, go to the Messenger of Allah, he will ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. لَوَّا رُوسَهُمْ. They twist their heads. No. وَرَأَيْتُهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And you see them turning away. They don't want to come to you. They don't want to face you. وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. They are arrogant. Why should we go? We have done nothing wrong. I was handicapped. I was sick. If I didn't go, I am not to blame. Why did I go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who has only life? I have done nothing. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ. Now this ayah, which we have already read in Surah Al-Tawbah, in more clearer form. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. It's equal to them, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether you ask the forgiveness of Allah for them or you don't ask. لَنْ يَقْصِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Allah is not going to forgive them in any way. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Verily Allah doesn't forcibly guide these transgressors. هُمُ الَّذِينَ. Now, two things, very ugly things that Abdullah ibn Ubay said. And this was an incident. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims were coming back from the battle of Bani al-Mustalik. And they were halting somewhere. And there at a well, there was some conflict between a muhajir and an ansari. It flared. And Abdullah ibn Ubay, the chief of these munafiqeen, he said at that time, number one, O people of Medina, you have supported these people, these poor, hungry people who had come, fled from their homes. You supported them. And now they have come to this level and they challenge you. It's just like the same thing as we say in Arabic, Sammin kalbak, ya kulo. You feed your dog, when it is strong enough, it will bite you. Now they are biting us. It's due to our support that they are here. And if we withdraw our support, they will go away. This iman and this and the ah, they will forget everything. And then he said, if we return to Medina, the honorable people, the people, the sons of the soil of Medina, they will definitely expel these muhajirin from Medina, who are very weak and mean people. Now these words were reported to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Ubay has said this. Then the Prophet called him and asked some explanations. I didn't say, flat reply. But here Allah confirms that he did say this. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَىٰ مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّىٰ يَنْفَضُّوا. It is they who say that don't expend on those who are with Allah's messenger. Until they disperse, they will go away. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But for Allah, and to Allah belong the treasures of all the heavens and the earth. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. But these hypocrites, they don't understand it. It's the shortcoming of their understanding. يقولون لئن رجعنا الى المدينه ليخرجن العز منها الاذل. They are saying, if we return to Al-Madina, the mightier ones of us will expel the weaker ones. ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. While the real honor and might is belongs to Allah and His Messenger and the believers. ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. But these hypocrites don't know. So it can go to this level. This disease of nifaq starts from their weakness of character. Not ready to sacrifice for the sake of truth. Stepping back. This is the basic diagnosis. But then steps. Lame excuses. Then, you know, taking oaths, wrong oaths, then becoming a sort of enemy to the Muslims, to the true Muslims. When this disease reaches this state, now it cannot be cured, incurable. And at that stage, even the prophets asking for forgiveness for them is not granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the prognosis of the disease. Now, treatment, on the treatment side, we know there is one preventive treatment. The other is the curative treatment. Preventive treatment is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. O you who believe, let not your riches of your children divert you or hinder you from the remembrance of Allah. Overindulgence in worldly affairs, in riches, in trade, in children, overindulgence, which makes you forget Allah. This is the basic cause. If you keep remembrance of Allah in your mind and heart all the time, this is the prevention of this disease. Then nifaq will not be able to enter your heart. If there is Allah in your heart, how can nifaq enter? But when the Allah is not there in your heart, now, as they say in Persian, khana-e khalida deuni girat. If the house is vacant, when the jinns come and occupy it, if the heart, your heart is vacant from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nifaq would come. Then Satan comes. And he whispers, blows into it. So, the preventive treatment is, keep remembering Allah on times, in every condition, standing, sitting, on your sides. Never forget Allah. This is the prevention. رَمَيَّ فَالْذَالِكَ فَمُلَائِكَ هُمُ الْخَافِرُونَ. Whosoever does this, that he forgets Allah due to this occupation in this world, then they are the losers. Now what is the curative treatment? If you know this infection, you have it, then the cure for nifaq is infaq. What is infaq? Spend the way of Allah. Spend. And we had in Surat al-Hadid these two words. آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه. So, because the real cause is love of this world. And the biggest manifestation of the love of this world is the love of wealth. Give this wealth away. Give this wealth away. إِنَّ الْمُصَّدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَّدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَبُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. This is the way in which you know if some infection has already taken place, it will be cleared. This is the remedy for it. This is the curative treatment. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. And expend from whatever we have given you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ. Until, before that time, that some of you finds his death before him. فَيَقُولَ. And then he will say, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُنْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Says, oh my Lord, wouldest thou not respite me to a near term? Please defer it for some time. So that I would give alms, everything I will give in your way, in charity. And I will become a very righteous person. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. And take it for granted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never defer the time of death of any person. When that fixed time comes for him, the death is to come. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah very well knows what you are doing.
بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والسنة.